back to part two of our quote-unquote segment for this month, but we better get back to part two of our end time update first.
David Brin, an author and futurist, believes that recent technological developments have revolutionized the ability of people to see through cameras around the globe and remember details through almost unimaginably rich warehouses of information that serve as proxies for our limited memories. He predicts that we will one day be able to know almost everybody in the world through instant access to personal information in data systems. He refers to this as the new village. You'll recognize people, he said, on any street on earth. Adding that young people who are better at using computer technology and more comfortable with it will be leading the way. That part is inevitable. The village is returning. But even Brin's optimism, spelled out in his book, The Transparent Society, has its limits. He worries that so much telling information could be misused by bad people or misguided government leaders. It's wonderful stuff, he said, but there are horrible possible consequences. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on Wednesday announced a $139 billion grant to help make real the push for electronic health records for most Americans within a decade. William Pierce, a Health and Human Services spokesman, could not say whether VeriChip and its accompanying secure database of medical records fit within that initiative. He said exactly what those technologies are is still to be sorted out. Now, Applied Digital gave away scanners to a few hundred animal shelters and veterinary clinics when it first entered the pet market 15 years ago. Now, 50,000 such scanners have been sold. So to kickstart the chip's use among humans, Applied Digital will provide $650 scanners for 200 of our nation's trauma centers. In pets, installing the chip runs about $50. For humans, the chip implantation cost will be $150 to $200. Now, ultimately, the company hopes patients who suffer from such ailments as diabetes and Alzheimer's or who undergo complex treatments like chemotherapy would have the chips implanted. And if procedure proves as popular for use in humans as it did in pets, that could mean up to 1 million chips implanted inside of people's bodies. The company's chief executive officer, Scott Silverman, is one of a half dozen executives who have had chips implanted. Silverman said chips implanted for medical uses could also be used for security purposes, like tracking employee movement through a nuclear power plant, for instance. Meanwhile, the chip has been used for pure whimsy in other places. We reported earlier this year about the club hoppers in Barcelona, Spain, and how they used the microchip to enter into a VIP area, and through links to a different database, they could speed payment, much like a smart card. Well, friends, at $150 to $200 a pop, people won't be running out to get this microchip implanted anytime soon. But wait for the day when our government offers a tax credit and then eventually some sort of voucher to attract others. I'm telling you, the day's coming that this technology or some kind of technology related to this will be implemented, whether we like it or not. Well, this has been an extended end time update for a couple of reasons. For one, this will be the last report for 2004. Our December volume will focus on the good news of the birth of our Savior. Our message and music will be centered on the hope and confidence that we have for eternal life because of the birth of Jesus. And the second reason for this extended end times update is because we've been following the details and advances in this technology for several years. We've observed the history of the past 5 years in particular as ADS, the Applied Digital Solutions Company, advanced the idea of implantable computer chips for humans, then pulling back on the public announcements until privacy watchdog groups settled back down, only to see ADS resurface with more announcements as this cycle of expressed concerns and fading privacy complaints lessened. All of that has brought us to this point. What point is that? Well, in our early volumes of Highways and Byways, we raised a concern of a world that was becoming desensitized to the whole information technology movement, and we raised a concern that ultimately some sort of personal, implantable identification system would emerge. We've always been careful not to call this little grain of rice-sized implantable microchip the mark of the beast, but we've also never shied away from the warning that, at a minimum, this type of technology falls perfectly in line with the warning that we find in the book of Revelation. It's been a while since we went out of an end-time update with an audio clip from Revelation 13, so one more time for good measure in 2004, that's the way we'll go out. Lord willing, we'll continue to monitor and report through 2005 and right on up to the trumpet sound from God and the glorious return of Jesus Christ.
Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.